I want to speak to you today on finding purpose.
我们今天要讲的是追寻意义。
We're studying the book of Genesis, chapters 1 to 11.
我们一直在学创世纪, 一直是从1章学到11章。
In our last message in Genesis chapter 1, we saw just how big God is and how mighty and powerful He is. With a word, He created the universe.
我们上次讲到神他是有如此的大能，他只要说话就可以创造出宇宙万物。
And God wants us to know that there is nothing that He cannot do.
因为神知道世上没有什么是他造不出来的。So
therefore, He wants us to calm our nerves and to find peace in whatever trouble we're going through.
所以无论我们遇到什么困难，他都要让我们安静下来，来寻求他。
Our God can handle it, and He will see us through.
我们的神一定能够应对任何事情，而且他会看顾我们。
Now this book is the book of beginning, so in our next study in chapter 2, we're going to see, well, God's purpose for mankind.
那我们学到第二章的时候，就可以看到神造人到底是什么目的呢？
The film Hugo tells the story of an orphan boy who in the 1930s maintained a train station clock in Paris, France.
有一个电影叫雨果，讲的是一个小男孩，他是在一个火车站，看守钟楼的。
Now Hugo had a close relationship with his widowed father until his father died tragically in a fire when Hugo was 12 years old.
雨果他以前一直跟他爸爸相依为命，他爸爸呢是个丧偶的人，但是很不幸，12岁的时候他爸爸在火灾中被烧死了。Hugo
then went to live with an uncle who was an alcoholic, and he worked as a train station clock keeper.
然后雨果呢，只能投奔他的叔叔，他叔叔就是在火车站看守钟楼的。And
so the uncle taught Hugo how to maintain the clock.
他的叔叔就教他怎么样维护钟楼。And
then he disappeared and abandoned him.
然后他叔叔就走了，把他扔下不管了。So
at the age of 12, Hugo struggled to survive.
所以在12岁的年纪，这个小男孩就要去为自己的生活奔波。
He scrounged around for scraps of food, and he lived in the clock tower.
他要去到处找吃的，而且他只能住在钟楼里面。In
one scene of the movie, Hugo and his friend Isabel, another orphan, were up in the clock tower, and they were surrounded by the massive workings of the clock.
有一幕是这样的，雨果跟他的一个朋友叫伊莎贝尔，也是一个孤儿，他们站在钟楼的内部，看着外面这个令人心动的景色。
The two walked to the inside face of the giant clock.
这两个人就站在钟楼的里面，看着这个大的这个机器。
And through it, they saw a breathtaking view of Paris at night.
他们可以看到这个巴黎夜晚非常动人的夜景。
Right after my father died, Hugo told his friend, I'd come up here a lot.
他雨果就跟他的朋友说，我父亲死了以后，我就经常到这儿来。
I would imagine he said that the whole world was one big machine.
他说，我一直在想，世界是不是就是一个巨大的机器。
And machines never come with extra parts. They always come with the exact amount that they need.
既然是机器的话，里面就不会有多余的部件，每一个部件都是正好的。
So I figured, he said, if the entire world was one big machine, I could not be an extra part.
所以既然我在这个大的机器里面，我也一定不是一个多余的零件。I
had to be here for some reason.
我在这里一定是有原因的。And
that means you have to be here for some reason too, he said to his friend.
那就是说你在这儿也是有原因的。I
have to be here for some reason.
我在这儿是有原因的。And
you have to be here for some reason.
你在这儿也有原因。At
this particular time in history,
在此时此刻，在历史的洪流中，
in spite of all that's going on in the world around us,
不论世界上正在发生什么，
God has designed that you and I are here for a reason.
神的创造就是让你我在这里，而且是为了他的一个目的。And
so the question is, what is the reason?
那问题就是， 到底是什么目的呢？
For what purpose did God make you and me?
神造你我到底是出于什么目的？
Well, I want us to look at Genesis 2 today, where the Bible tells us why God created us.
那我们今天就看一看创世纪第二章是怎么说的，神为什么要创造我们？
And we pick up the account in chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. This is the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth, where the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. No shrub of the field was in the land yet, and no green plants of the field had sprouted yet. For the Lord God had not yet sent rain to water the earth, and there were no people to cultivate the soil. Instead, springs came up from the ground and watered all the land.
在创世纪二章四到六节说，这是有关创造天地的记载。耶和华上帝创造天地的时候，地上还没有草木菜蔬，因为耶和华上帝还没有降雨在地上，土地也没有人耕作，但有水从地里涌出，浇灌大地。
Now on the sixth day of creation, God made man.
在第六天，神创造了人。
And we read that there was no shrub of the field and no green plants of the field.
我们读到这里面说，地上还没有草木菜蔬。
Now there were, of course, plenty of shrubs and plants.
当然，此时，外面地上是有植物的。
Because God had created all the vegetation on the third day of creation.
因为神在第三天就创造了草木、树木。
But there was no cultivated shrubs or plants.
但是那个时候地上还没有被培育出来的灌木和菜蔬。
There was no shrub of the field.
这里面说的是地上没有草木、菜蔬。
There were no green plants of the field.
不是说地上没有绿色植物。
And the reason being, there were no people to cultivate the ground and to plant them and to see that they grow.
因为那个时候地上还没有人来培育这些植物、菜蔬。
All the vegetation grew wild.Before man could work the ground.
当人在地上耕种之前，地上的那些植物都是在野蛮生长的。
Now there is a hint at one of man's purposes.
所以这里面就暗示着神造人的一个目的。
Verse 7, Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person.
第七节说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Like a great artist, God took some dust and some clay, and he sculptured the form of a man.
就像一个伟大的艺术家，神用地上的尘土和泥土，他就可以塑造出一个人的形状。
Now this was different from the rest of his creation.
这种创造和他其他的创造是不同的。
With everything else, God spoke, and it was so.
当他创造其他的东西的时候，他只要一说话，那些东西就出来了。
But here God got intimately involved with his creation.
但是在这个创造上，神他亲自的来从事，动手来创造。
He formed a man with his own hands.
他亲自用他的手来塑造人。
Alexander Tessarius, in a talk called Conception to Birth Visualized, showed a powerful medical visualization of human development from conception to birth.
这个人叫亚历山大·齐亚拉斯，他曾经有一个很著名的一个这个书，他就是说人他是怎么发育成型的。
He described it as a mystery or a magic or divinity.
他把它形容成一个奥秘，一个神圣的过程。
Tessarius refers to what he calls the marvel and the miracle of an unborn baby's development.
而且这完全是一个奇迹，这个孩子可以从一个胎儿长成一个人。
He highlighted this miracle with the following examples.
他是这样来描述的。
At 24 days, the baby has a heartbeat.And it's developing at a rate of 1 million cells per second.
就是第二十四天的时候，婴儿就有心跳了，并且它以每秒100万个细胞的速度发育。
At 32 days, the arms and the hands have developed.
在第三十二天的时候，他的手臂和手已经开始发育。
At 35 days, you can see the heart's atrium and ventricles.
在35到42天，你已经看到心脏，它的已经有了心房和心室。
A week later, the heart is mature.
一周以后，心脏就完全成熟了。
At 44 days, the baby has become something that you can recognize.
到第44天的时候，你已经完全可以认出这是一个宝宝。
At 52 days, the retina and the nose and the fingers are developed.
在52天的时候，甚至他的视网膜、鼻子和手指都已经长好了。
At 9 weeks, the baby is a little human being.
在第九周的时候，这个胎儿就已经完全是一个小人了。
And by the time the baby is full term, it has 60,000 miles of vessels inside of its body.
当婴儿足月的时候，他的体内已经有6万英里长的血管。
And they're all working to bring nutrients and dispose of waste.
这些血管都是在努力的工作，来给这个身体带来营养，并且排解废物。
Now, Psalm 139 of the Bible says this: You, God, made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, and I was woven together in the dark of the womb.
诗篇139，他说道：“我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已复辟我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被连结。那时，我的形体并不向你隐藏。”
God sculptured the form of a man, and then he breathed life into that man.
神造了人的身体，并且他将生气吹进人的里面。
Michelangelo, the great artist, completed one of the great masterpieces, a towering statue of Moses.
米开朗基罗他曾经雕塑了一个高耸的一个一个雕像，是摩西的雕像。
He walked away from the statue, surveying his work.
他在雕像旁边走了几圈来看这个雕像。
And then suddenly, in anger, he struck the knee with his chisel.
然后他突然就来了气，拿起一把凿子就凿在这个雕像的膝盖上。
And he cried out, "Why do you not speak?"
然后他就喊道说，你怎么不会说话呢？
Michelangelo could not breathe life into his masterpiece.
因为即使是米开朗基罗也不能把生气吹入到他所造的这个雕塑里面。
Our God could and did.
我们的神就能，而且他也是这样做的。
God made his creation live.
神让他的创造活了起来。
God breathed his own spirit into the man and woman, which gave them life.
神把他自己的灵气吹到人的里面，让他们能够活过来。
And God's breath energized Adam and Eve so that they bore his image within.
神的生气让亚当和夏娃都是成了一个活人，并且他们里面有神的形象。
They were like him in many ways.
他们在很多方面都和神相似。
In Genesis chapter 1, God said this, Then God said, Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
在创世纪一章26到27节说到，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And then in chapter 2 and verse 7, Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person.
2章7节说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Now the Hebrew word for breath here primarily refers to breath, the air we breathe, but it also refers to the human spirit or the spirit of God, depending on the context.
希伯来语的生气就是呼吸的意思，也同时代表人的灵或者神的灵。
Now this context allows for God to impart his breath as well as his own spirit, so that man bears God's image within.
神把他的生气吹到人里面，让人里面有他的形象，并且能够活过来。
University professor Dr. Chris Gabbard used to believe that some human beings were not persons.
有一个大学教授叫克里斯·加伯特，他曾经一度相信有的人是不配活在世上的。
He adopted the ethics of the contemporary philosopher Peter Singer, who argued that society has a right to kill severely disabled people or allow them to die.
他受了一个哲学家叫做彼得·辛格的影响，他们认为有一些有严重残疾的人，他们应该是被社会所就是一出生就可以被杀死，他们不应该活在世上。
But the birth of Gabbard's son radically changed his viewpoint.
但是加伯德博士他自己生了一个儿子，让他完全改变了这个观感。
During childbirth, his son experienced permanent brain damage.And today he's a blind quadriplegic with cerebral palsy.
他儿子出生的时候呢，脑子受了创伤，所以呢，他就是一个脑瘫患者，并且呢，他不仅仅眼盲，而且他四肢都是瘫痪的。
Gabbard wrote about the first time he saw his newborn son in the intensive care unit.
加伯德他说到，他第一次在这个ICU 看到他的儿子的时候是这样子的。
After his birth, he said, "At first, I was indifferent."
他说他刚生出来的时候，一开始我是很冷漠的。
I was persuaded by Peter Singer's advocacy of infanticide or of killing of such a baby.
我深信这个辛格博士的这个理念，说这些像这种残疾的儿童出生以后就应该被处死。
But there was my son, he said, asleep on a ventilator, motionless, under a heat lamp, tubes and wires everywhere, monitors alongside of his crib.
但是那时候我儿子就躺在这个摇篮里面，身上插满了管子，然后呢，有这些个维生的设施，他一动不动躺在那儿。
But he said, what stirred me most was the way that he resembled me.
但让我非常受震惊的是，他长得跟我一模一样。
Nothing, he said, had prepared me for the shock of recognition.
我一看到他跟我这么像，我当时真的是很震惊。
He was the baby in my own baby pictures, the image of me when I was an infant.
他就跟我小时候生出来的时候是一模一样的。
Today, Gabbard is an advocate for the built-in dignity of severely disabled human beings.
今天加伯德博士呢，他是一个倡导残疾人固有尊严的一个专业人士。
A recent Gallup poll says that nearly half Americans, 46%, support assisted suicides, that we should kill such individuals.
这个有一个民意测验表示，美国有46%的人其实是支持这种对这些残疾儿童的安乐死。
Gabbard writes, many such well-meaning people would like to end my son's suffering, but they do not stop to consider whether he is actually suffering.
加巴德博士说，这些好心人，他们想要让我的儿子结束他的痛苦，但是他们有没有想过，我的儿子他真的痛苦吗？
At times he said, yes, he is uncomfortable, but the only real pain seems to be the pain of those who cannot bear the thought of people like my son existing.
他说是的，他有的时候是确实是不是很舒服，但是他真正的痛苦来自于世界上竟然有人是想着要把他置于死地。
I personally am so blessed by Jenna Wong in our church in Cheshire.
我自己是非常欣赏一个孩子叫 Jenna Wong。
She was born autistic.
她生下来就是有自闭症的。
And I'm grateful that Paul and Sissy did not abort her.
我特别的开心，她的父母没有让她就是把这个孩子留掉。
Today she loves Jesus and she loves to sing his songs just like the angels of heaven.
这个孩子现在她特别的爱耶稣，她特别喜欢唱歌赞美他，她就像一个天堂里的天使一样。
Jenna bears God's image and is worthy of honor and respect.
因为 Jenna 她有神的形象，她就值得我们尊重和敬佩。
My son and daughter-in-law Ted and Amanda are taking care of a severely handicapped boy that Amanda's parents adopted when he was 6 months old.
我的儿子和儿媳现在正在照顾一个孩子，这个孩子是我的儿媳的妈妈曾经收养过的。
My daughter-in-law's mother is being treated for cancer, so Ted and Amanda volunteered to take care of him over the summer months.
因为我儿媳的妈妈现在得了癌症，正在接受治疗，所以我的儿媳和我儿子呢，就自告奋勇把这个孩子接到家里来照顾他。
JJ is 9 years old.
这个孩子叫 JJ，他现在9岁。
He thinks and speaks like a 2-year-old with very limited one-word statements.
他的智力就像一个2岁的孩子，他说话都是一个字儿一个字儿往外蹦的。
He's mentally and physically handicapped.
他不仅仅是智力上有缺陷，他的身体也是有缺陷的。
He walks awkwardly with a brace on both legs, and he lacks fine motor skills with his arms and fingers.
他走路的时候呢，两腿都要有支架，走的就是不好，而且呢，他也没有手上也不可能进行一些复杂的操作。
But he's the sweetest boy you would ever meet.
但是他是我见过最可爱的孩子，
He smiles constantly.
他一直在笑，
He's filled with joy.
他心里面充满了喜乐，
And it's a joy to be around him.
而且你跟他在一起也会觉得特别开心。
JJ bears God's image and is worthy of respect.
因为 JJ 他有神的形象，所以他是值得我们敬佩的。
My other daughter-in-law, Rachel, has a Down syndrome and autistic brother.
我的另外一个孩子，他的有一个兄弟呢，是叫麦克，他是有这个唐氏综合症。
He's in his later 20s now and is limited mentally.
他现在是20多岁，但是他的心智还是不成熟的。
But he loves Jesus and he's brilliant on the computer.
他很爱主，而且他很善于使用计算机。
Michael bears the image of God and deserves respect.
因为他有神的形象，所以他是值得人家敬佩的。
Every single one of us bears God's image.
我们每一个人都有神的形象。
We have been made in the image of God.
我们都是按照神的形象造出来的。
And because we bear His image, God cares deeply for every single one of us.
因为我们有神的形象，神是非常爱我们每一个人的。
Someone put it this way: We serve a God who created our humanity.
有人曾经说过，我们所侍奉的神，他创造了人。
And he weeps at the fall of our humanity.
而且他为人的堕落流泪。
And he became our humanity.
他成为人。
And he's redeeming our humanity.
并且救赎了人。
God wants to redeem us.
神想要救赎我们。
He wants to restore us.
他想要恢复我们，
他想要恢复我们。
And so let him do it by putting your faith in Christ, who died for your sins and rose again.
所以你就让神通过让我们相信基督来做到这一点，因为基督为你的罪死并且复活了。
No matter what your condition or what your past, God can make your life new.
无论你过去如何，神都能让你的生命焕然一新。
He can breathe his spirit into you again and transform you from the inside out.
他可以再次将他的灵吹到你的里面，从内而外更新你。
And so all you need to do is trust Christ with your life.
你需要做的就是用生命来信靠基督。
You need to receive him into your life.
你接受主，让他进入你的生命。
You need to give testimony of it in baptism.
你接受洗礼，为他做见证。
You need to learn of him.
你向他学习。
And you need to follow him.
你跟随他。
And as you do, he'll make all things new.
他会让你的生命焕然一新。
He'll breathe his spirit into you and energize you to fulfill his original purpose for you.
他会把他的灵吹进你里面，他会赋予你生机，让你达到他的目的。
Now, verses 8 through 14 of Genesis 2 describe the place where God put the man, but verse 15 describes the purpose why God made the man.
8到17节讲的是神把人造了以后放在什么地方，那么15节就讲了神给人的一个目的。
And here's what it says in verse 15. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to work and to take care of it.
第十五节，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理、看守。
God made a man to work his creation and to take care of his creation.
神造了这个人，让这个人来看守、护理他的创造。
And so first of all, God's purpose for you and me is to go to work.
所以首先神造你我的目的是让我们去工作。
Now it seems like since the pandemic, many Americans do not want to go to work. They prefer a handout.
好像疫情发生以后，很多人就不想工作了，就等着领钱了。
But God created us to work.
但是神造我们是让我们去工作的。
And work reflects God's image back to him as an act of worship.
因为我们工作的时候，我们的形象就是在持续的来敬拜神。
Interestingly, the Hebrew word for work in Genesis 2:15 is the same word that Moses and the other prophets used to describe worship in other contexts.
非常有意思是，就是在摩西写旧约圣经的时候，当他有时候写到敬拜时候用的词，和这里面这个修理看守是同一个词。
And so work properly understood is worship.
所以你好好工作就是在敬拜神。
Work is to be an extension of our worship.
工作是敬拜神的延续。
There we go. When we go to work on Monday, it's actually to be an extension of our work on Sunday.
我们星期一去上班的时候，其实就是我们星期日敬拜主的延伸。
There's not to be any separation between our worship and our work.
不要让敬拜和工作完全的分割开。
There's to be no distinction between work and worship.
在工作的时候和敬拜的时候，你不应该是两个不同的人。
One is related to the other.
你两个人应该是一起的。
There's an old story about a pedestrian who walked by three bricklayers at work.
有个故事讲到，有一个路人看到街边有三个人在盖房子。
And he asked each one, what are you doing?
他就问他们说，哎，你们在干什么？
And the first replied, well, I'm mixing mortar.
第一个人说，我在和这个水泥。
And the second replied, well, I'm building a wall.
第二个人说，我在砌墙。
And the third replied, well, I'm building a cathedral to the glory of God.
第三个人说，我正在建造一座荣耀上帝的大教堂。
Now, who do you think found meaning and joy in his work?
这三个人里面，你觉得谁的生活更有意义，更有目标呢？
The third one.
当然是第三个人。
And when you see your work as an act of worship, you fulfill the purpose for which God made you.
当你认识到你的工作其实就是一个主动敬拜神的事情的时候，你的生活就不一样了。
Sue and I recently went out to Oklahoma, to participate or at least to see our second grandson's out there graduation from high school.
我们最近去了去了外州去参加一个孙子的这个毕业典礼。
And while we were there, we stayed in Noah's room. He's the one who graduated from high school.
我们就在这个孩子的这个屋子里面。
And on his wall over our bed was a plaque that read.
我们在他的那个卧室的墙上发现有一块板子，上面写着。
Whatever you do, work at it, and with all your heart, as though you were working for the Lord and not for people.
无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Now that was a quote from Colossians chapter 3:23 in the Bible.
那是哥罗西书3:23。
But it tells us the purpose of our work. It's to be for the Lord.
这告诉我们说。我们工作是要为主做的。
It's part of our worship to the Lord.
就好像是我们敬拜的一部分。
Oz Guinness was born in China to medical missionary parents.
这个人叫奥斯吉尼斯，他小的时候呢是在中国出生的，因为他父母都是去中国的传教士。
He was educated in England at Oxford.
他在英国受的教育，上的是这个牛津。
And he's the author of over 30 books.
他写了超过30本书。
In the early days of his Christian life, he believed that he had to prove his commitment to Christ by being a full-time minister or missionary.
他年轻的时候以为把生命奉献给神的唯一的表现就是做一个全职的传道人或者牧师。
So he worked full-time for a well-known church.
所以呢,他一开始就在一个很有名的教堂里面做全职牧师。
But he was miserable.
但是他觉得特别的不开心。
And one day God refined his calling through a random encounter with a gas station attendant.
但有一天他去加油的时候,他确实真的是领受到了神的呼召。
Now this was before the days of self-serve gas stations.
那个时候加油还得让人工人来为你加,不能自己加。
And Guinness described it. He said, I had my car filled up with gas, and I enjoyed a rich conversation with the pump attendant.
他就这么说的,他说那个时候我把车加满了油,加油的过程中呢,我特别享受跟这个加油的工人一起聊天。
As I turned on the key and the engine roared to life, I suddenly realized that this man was the first person I had spoken to in a week who was not a church member.
当我把车又启动起来的时候,我突然意识到这个人是我这一周以来跟他讲话的第一个不是教会的人。He
said, I felt I was in danger of being drawn into a religious commune.
我突然意识到我是很危险的,因为我已经深陷了一个完全是宗教的一个堡垒里面了。
And he said, I knew once and for all that I was not cut out to work full-time in a church.
那么我一直以为就是说全职奉献才是我的目标。
And so instead, God led him to work as a freelance reporter for the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation.
那他后来就改变了,他神带领他成为一个BBC的自由记者,写了30多本书。
To write more than 30 books.
他写了很多书,
and to serve with several organizations that researched and helped solve complex social problems.
并且帮助很多个机构解决了非常复杂的社会问题。
As such, Oz Guinness had a far greater impact for God's kingdom than he ever would have had as a minister or a missionary.
那他在这个工作上面,他为社会,为神所做的,比他自己自认为当一个牧师所做的要多得多。
And you know the same can be true of you, no matter what your work might be.
其实在你而言也是同样道理。
Do your work, whatever it is, as to the Lord.
不论你是从事什么工作,你就像是为神所做的。
Go to work as an act of worship to the Lord.
你在工作的时候就把它当作仍然是在敬拜神。
And you'll fulfill the purpose for which God made you.
你就会完成神所造你的使命。
God's purpose for you is to go to work.
神造我们的目的是让我们去工作。
And then secondly, God's purpose for you is to watch over your family.
那神造我们的第二个,让我们的使命呢,就是守护我们的家庭。
To keep your family safe.
让家里人都平安。
To protect and guard your family.
保护他们,守护他们。
That's the second reason God made man.
那个是神造人的第二个目的。
Look at verse 15 again. He said, the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to work, number one, and to take care of it, number two.
就是15节说的是,耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园,使他修理是第一个目的,然后看守是第二个目的。Now
that phrase, to take care of it, means to guard it, to watch over it, to protect it.
这个看守呢,就是说去守护,去保护。Now
what would Adam have to guard in the Garden of Eden?
在伊甸园里,亚当有什么需要去保护的呢?
It was paradise.
伊甸园是个天堂啊。What
harm could come?
会有什么危险吗?
What dangers existed in that perfect environment?
这么一个完美的环境里面,难道还会有危险吗?
There was only one.
是的,有一样危险。The
danger of sin.
就是罪的危险。
Verse 16 says, the Lord God warned Adam, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die.
十六节到十七节，耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
Now disobedience to God would bring death to Adam and to God's entire creation.
如果不听神的话，悖逆就会导致人的死亡和神所有的创造物的死亡。
So God charged Adam to take care of his family.
所以神吩咐亚当保护他的家人，
to keep it from sin and ruin.
让他免受罪恶
And
和
God
毁灭。
charges every man to do the same.
神也是吩咐每一个男人都做同样的事情。
Now, I don't mean to exclude the women here, but men, you're the key to protect your home from the snakes in the grass, so to speak.
我不是说把女人刨除在外，但是如果是一个男人，那么你就要保护你的家人，比如说保护他们，不受这个草地里的蛇的侵害。
Men are the key to their family spiritual health.
男人是他们家庭里面灵命的一个非常重要的因素。
According to data collected by Promise Keepers and the Baptist Press, if a father does not go to church, even if his wife does, only one child in 50 will become a regular worshiper of God.
这个有一个守约者和浸信会出版社曾经搜集到的数据显示，如果一个父亲他自己不去教堂的话，即使他的妻子去教堂，那么这个50个孩子里面也只有一个会成为经常去教堂的人。
However, if a father does go to church regularly, and even if the mother does not, at least two-thirds of their children will end up attending church.
那么，如果一个父亲经常去教堂，即使母亲不去的话，那他们的孩子里面2/3也会最终是成为经常去教堂的人。
Another survey found that if a child is the first person in the household to become a Christian, there's a 3.5 probability that everyone else in the household will follow.
如果在一个家庭中是孩子第一个成为基督徒，那么这个家庭中其他的人有3.5%的可能性会成为基督徒。
If the mother is the first to become a Christian, there's a 17% probability that everyone else in the household will follow.
如果母亲是第一个成为基督徒的人，那么家里面其他人有17%的可能性会成为基督徒。
But if the father is the first to become a Christian, there's a 93% probability that everyone else in the household will follow.
但如果父亲首先成为基督徒，那么家里其他人有93%的可能会成为基督徒。
Men, the impact that you have on your family's health, faith is huge.
那么男士们，你在家庭中的影响是非常大的。
And so take advantage of that influence and lead them in the right direction.
你一定要善于运用你这个影响力，带你的家人去正确的方向。
Don't send your family to church, bring them to church.
不要去让他们去教会，而是带他们去教会。
Let them see you in church every single Sunday.
每个主日都让他们在教堂看到你本人。
Spend time with your family.
花时间跟家人在一起。
Teach them right and wrong and be an example of it.
教导他们什么是对的，什么是错的。
And here's how you—that's how you can protect them from Satan's influence.
这样子你才能够保护他们不受撒旦的攻击。
A few years ago, an unmanned military service blimp came loose from its mooring in Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland.
很多年前呢，在马里兰州有一个军用的飞艇，它突然就脱离了它的这个绳索，飞起来了。
It eventually crash landed in a wooded area in northeast Pennsylvania.
然后它就飘到这个宾夕法尼亚，最后坠落在地上。
But not before doing some extensive damage.
但是它这一路上造成了很多损坏。
The blimp, a 240-foot aircraft, was designed to protect the Washington, D.C. area from potential enemy attacks.
这个飞船呢还挺大的，它本来是用来保护华盛顿特区的。
But when it got loose, its tether of super strong cables ripped through power lines, causing thousands of people to lose their power.
但是他就是自己飞到天上的时候呢，原本是拴着他的这些钢索，一路上呢就拉毁了很多的电线，让很多的人是没有电。
And school children in its path had to stay indoors.
那么他这飞的这一路呢，这些学校的学生都得躲在家里。
And so something that was designed to protect brought destruction instead.
本来这个东西是为了让用来保护民众的，但是呢，却造成了民众的损失。
And so, men, you need to stay fastened to Christ and your family so you can be there to protect them from harm.
所以，男士们，你们一定要牢牢地跟主耶稣基督，捆在一起，这样子你们才不会这个放飞自我，来造成对家人和社会的损害。
That's part of the purpose for which God made you.
那就是神造你的一个目的。
God made a man to work and to watch over his family.
神造人，让他去工作，去守护他的家。
That's God's purpose, so do it.
那是神造人的目的，我们就要这样做。
And watch over your family.
我们去工作，我们守护家人。
And avoid other pursuits, no matter how good they might seem, and stay true to your God-given purpose.
世上还有很多其他的人生目标，看起来都很诱人，但是不论他们怎么诱人，你都不要去管他。
In the Superman movie, Clark Kent was upset when his high school football coach reduced him to being the team "quote unquote" manager instead of the star quarterback player.
在这个超人这个电影里面，克拉克·肯特他上高中的时候，他的橄榄球教练呢，就是不要让他当这个四分卫了，让他去当所谓的这个球队的经理，他就特别的伤心。
Now Clark possessed supernatural powers, at least in the movie, but he had to hide it from his peers.
因为克拉克他其实身上有超人的力量，但是他不能显示出来，他只能藏着这个力量。
So as a result of this demotion, his fellow teammates and class members no longer respected him.
因为他不再是四分卫了，他的那些队友们就不再尊敬他。
He was only a team manager, not a star.
他只不过是一个这个球队里面等于是打杂的人，不再是一个明星四分卫了。
But that's when Clark's father slipped an arm around the soon-to-be Superman, and he said, "Son, you're here for a special reason. And I don't know what that reason is, but I know one thing, it's not to score touchdowns."
那他的爸爸呢，就是把手放在他的肩膀上，安慰他说孩子，你存在是有特殊原因的。我不知道那个原因是什么，但是我只知道一件事，就是不是为了让你进球得分的。
And you and I are here for a special reason too.
你和我今天在这里都是为了一个特殊的原因。
And it's not to score touchdowns or to be rich or popular.
也不是为了让我们能够进球得分或者升官发财。
Reject those kind of pursuits.
不要去管这一类的追求。
Instead, pursue God in all that you do.
而是去不论做什么都追寻神。
Go to work as for the Lord.
我们去工作就像为神工作一样。
Watch over your family. Keep it from sin.
守护我们的家人，让他们不要受罪的侵扰。
The most fulfilling life, the most purposeful life, is a life that's lived for God.
最充实、最美好的生命，就是一个为主而活的生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you as we look at this book of beginnings.That you are teaching us the foundation to life.
主啊，我们感谢你。当我们学习你给我们写下这个世界的创造的书的时候，我们看到你对人的目的。
And today we learned that your purpose is for us to go to work as to the Lord.
我们今天学习到你在我们的目的，让我们去工作，让我们去寻求神。
It's to be a part of our worship to God.
我们工作就好比我们在敬拜主一样。
We're to work as if we were working for the Lord.
我们不论做什么，就像是给神做的。
And furthermore, we're to take care of our family and protect it.
而且你还想让我们来守护家人，保护他们。
Help us to keep the next generation from sinful things.
带领我们，帮助我们的下一代远离罪恶。
To raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
带领他们在主的保育下面生活。
And thus fulfill the purpose for which you made us.
来完成你造我们的目的。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。